Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five 12, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you Wednesday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. Very, very interesting day in terms of information-wise. We're going to talk a little bit about the Invest 92L turning into Tropical Storm Gabrielle. We'll have information about that coming up in a few minutes. But right now, let's go ahead and jump and take care of the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Okay, a three-day Civic Leader Summit will be held at the Sanger in downtown Pensacola. This will happen next week from Tuesday to Thursday. That's September 23rd through 25th. Hosted by Pensacola Center for Civic Engagement, the event will feature presentations from national experts as well as breakout sessions designed to facilitate connection among those attendees who encounter similar challenges.
Number two.
And Pensacola State College President Ed Meadows has recommended the Board of Trustees end WSRE-TV's affiliation with PBS and decertify the WSRE Foundation. This matter is scheduled to be discussed at the Foundation Board meeting tomorrow afternoon at 5:15 at the station on the PSC campus. WSRE-TV is set to conclude its status as a PBS station after June 30th of 2026.
Number three.
Escambia voters going to decide next year whether the school superintendent should be elected. After Tuesday's commissioners meeting, it's still unclear if this decision will take place during the primary or the general election. The commissioners voting 3-2 to request an opinion from the Florida Attorney General about whether they can put the referendum on the general ballot, even though the school board chooses the primary ballot.
All right, just about 5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it, because we got a couple tickets to give away, a couple pairs of tickets to our winners for Florida State, Kent State. That's right, we're giving away two pairs of tickets here. We'll get to those in just a sec. But first, looking at the roads here, got some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also got a little bit of issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for your weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear over the next several days. All right, our two winners for the Kent State and Florida State tickets this Wednesday are Rudolph Diaz and Lewis Garvin. Y'all are our winners for the tickets to Florida State, Kent State. I will be getting in touch with both of you very shortly to let you know that you won, get some final information from you before we send the tickets your way. Again, congratulations to Rudolph Diaz and Lewis Garvin.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, once again, that's Tap the News Radio app contest that we're holding throughout the week now. Tomorrow, beginning 5 a.m., go to the app, and you'll get a registration page pop up on you. Fill it out, submit it, 5:15, just like today. Austin will choose a winner of two FSU tickets to see the Kent State game Saturday, 2:30 over at Doak Campbell. So that's kind of exciting there. Mentioned to you a minute ago, NHC forecasters reporting that Invest 92L became Tropical Storm Gabrielle earlier. Forecast models suggesting the system will move northeast of the Bahamas. No projected U.S. landfall. Now, Florida will not experience any direct effects. No activity, of course, expected in the Gulf of America for the next week as well. And why I say this, researchers from the University of South Florida and the Netherlands have proposed a new tropical cyclone severity scale that ranks hurricanes from Cat 1 to Cat 5 based on wind speed, storm surge, and rainfall. The scale aims to better inform people of storm risk and, of course, improve safety.
All right. And Pensacola police arrested 56-year-old Troy Grove for felony battery, accused of pepper spraying a man who spray painted over Charlie Kirk's face at a vigil on Sunday at the Graffiti Bridge. PPD still searching for 49-year-old Wayne Hopkins, wanted for striking the victim in the head.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, the trial of Ryan Ruth continued for the fourth day of testimony. Fox TV 7 News is Miami's Marcella Burgos. She's down in West Palm Beach this afternoon with more on the story.
On Tuesday in court, an FBI expert testified Ruth's DNA was likely found on the rifle and other items that authorities collected as evidence that day. Also in court, we learned investigators found two metal plates on the fence that a ballistics expert testified would be impossible for a bullet to pierce through. Authorities believe Ruth was going to use those as cover. He pleaded not guilty to several charges, including attempting to assassinate a presidential candidate.
And Florida continues to attract skilled workers. Governor Ron DeSantis announced yesterday that the state ranks first in Lightcast's 2024 talent attraction scorecard. The report shows Florida's number one for attracting and developing a skilled workforce, and it's the third straight year that the Sunshine State has been ranked number one. DeSantis says this shows Florida's building a workforce ready for high-demand, high-wage careers.
Our good friends over at Jax 4 in Jacksonville reporting today that Americans made over 112,000 debt collection call complaints in the first quarter of 25, a 150% year-over-year increase. Now, Florida had the third highest number of these calls. Just remember your rights. Don't share personal information. Request written verification. And be sure and check the debt's age. Debts older than 4 to 5 years in Florida may not be enforceable.
All right. And there are also signs of progress as a Florida State University football player recovers from a shooting. FSU head coach Mike Norvell shared an update Monday on freshman linebacker Ethan Pritchard. He was shot in the head last month in Gadsden County. Pritchard's still in a Tallahassee hospital, but Norvell says he opened his eyes Sunday and adds that Pritchard's family is with him and supporting him in his fight.
Two preteen boys in Florida facing vandalism charges. Lisa Lacera has the latest on this very unusual case.
The Volusia County Sheriff's Office says the two boys, ages 12 and 13, broke into Friendship Elementary School in Deltona Saturday during the daytime, then returned at night to cause more damage, including shattering a glass door, overturning tables and shelves, and shredding books and writing graffiti, causing $50,000 in damage. After posting video of the suspects online, the Sheriff's Office said tips started rolling in, including from each of their mothers. The boys confessed to the crime and have been charged with burglary, trespassing, criminal mischief, and theft. Lisa Lacera, Fox News.
All righty, 519 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you, just like we do this time every hour, every afternoon, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you ever pray for spiritual and mental strength? Paul's prayer for the Ephesian believers was a prayer to strengthen their inner man. Let's pray his prayer right now and ask God to strengthen us in the same way. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, according to the riches of your glory, please allow us to be strengthened with might by your Spirit in our inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Father, thank you in advance for how you will strengthen our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick, and it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors when you need more comfort for yourself. Use as directed.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday evening, join your friends at another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is the Art of Hispanic Heritage. Visit Pensacola.com has more. Saturday morning, enjoy the dozens of vendors at Dr. Martin Luther King's Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand. Grab a freshly brewed coffee and a homemade treat while you take in Palafox Market from 9 till 2. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Truth is a whisper, only a choice. Nobody hears above this noise.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Exciting day in NYC. The Fed announcing a quarter point rate cut, the first reduction of interest rates in 9 months. Edward Lawrence has the details on News Radio 92.3.
There was one dissent to this cut, and that was Stephen Miron, the newest member of the Federal Reserve. Lisa Cook voted with the group to cut 25 basis points out of this, a quarter of a percent. The Fed's dot plot shows two more rate cuts this year at 25 basis points each if they go. That's each of the last meetings that are remaining, pulling forward one of the rate cuts from next year. The Fed also sees one rate cut in 2026 now, one rate cut in 2027, and none in 2028. Now, in its projections, the Fed out of this meeting sees the GDP going up this year to 1.6% for this year, then going to 1.8% in 2026 and 1.9% in 2027, then falling again in 2028 just slightly.
524 News Radio 92.3. Yeah, we're watching that money today. Hillary Barsky is in with the numbers.
A choppy trading session following the Fed's decision on interest rates, with the major averages ending mixed after the central bank lowered interest rates for the first time this year by a quarter point to a range of 4 to 4.25% and signaled two further rate cuts for this year. During his comments, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that the Fed remains squarely focused on balancing the risks to the economy from inflation and softening employment growth. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, tech was the worst performer. The Dow winners, American Express, Goldman Sachs, and Caterpillar, the Dow decliners, NVIDIA, Home Depot, and Amazon. The Dow rising 260 points, the Nasdaq lower by 73, S&P 500 down 6. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price in with a look at the traffic and weather today.
Absolutely. Let's see what we got here. Got some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also got some at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. And also got some backups still lingering on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear is what it's been for the last several days, and that's what it's going to be going forward from Thursday, heading into your weekend. Got highs sitting anywhere from 90 to 92 degrees.
Okay, forecasters reporting Invest92L became Tropical Storm Gabrielle today. That's out there in the Atlantic. Eben Brown has more on the storm from Miami.
A low-pressure system in the tropical Atlantic is now Tropical Storm Gabrielle. She's still far away from land, a good 1,000 miles east of the Leeward Islands. There are no watches or warnings posted. Gabrielle is traveling in a northwestern direction, and already Bermuda is within the extended forecast cone when Gabrielle is expected to likely be a hurricane sometime after the weekend. Gabrielle is the 7th named storm of the season in the Atlantic. Forecasters are expecting at least 13 of those by the end of November. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And President Trump attending a state banquet at Windsor Castle. The President and First Lady Melania Trump staying at Windsor Castle west of London while Buckingham Palace undergoes renovations. Earlier, the Trumps took part in a carriage procession through the Windsor estate with King Charles, Queen Camilla, and the Prince and Princess of Wales.
Interesting development. A Spirit airline pilot found himself in an aerial conflict with none other than Donald Trump and Air Force One. Don't think you want to be on the end of that one. Therese Crowley has more on the story.
Spirit Airlines Flight 1300 from Fort Lauderdale to Boston was flying over Long Island when the pilots were ordered repeatedly turn away.
Here at 1300, turn 20 degrees right now.
Air traffic control via liveatc.net.
Spirit Wings 1300, turn 20 degrees right immediately.
Warning traffic off your left wing, 8 miles, 747. And get off the iPad, adding, I'm sure you can see who it is. He's white and blue. Air Force One, flying President Trump and the First Lady on a state visit to Britain. The FAA preliminary probe shows the Spirit pilot maintained required separation, but this follows numerous violations of airspace over President Trump's Bedminster, New Jersey golf club. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And House Speaker Mike Johnson slamming Democrats over their government funding demands. During an interview, Johnson accused Democrats of inserting partisan political preferences into the government funding fight and said they risk a shutdown if they don't drop their demands. Democrats are calling for the extension of Affordable Care Act tax credits, and Republicans will need Democratic votes to enact any stopgap funding bill.
A lot of activity in the Windy City. ICE agents cracking down on migrants in Chicago. Mike Tobin is there with the details. He's on the streets.
Over the weekend, in the first part of the week, we saw activity pick up from both ICE and from Border Patrol, zeroing in on the northwest suburb called Elgin. And we saw ICE pick up a guy who's really an example. Aldo Salazar Bahena from Mexico was convicted for a 2005 gang-related murder. In 2016, a federal judge revoked his status as a lawful permanent resident and issued a final order of removal. Now, Salazar was paroled September the 12th, but due to sanctuary policies in Illinois, the Department of Corrections did not tell Immigration and Customs Enforcement that he was getting out, so he was released onto the street. On Sunday, ICE picked him up in Elgin.
And President Trump and Vice President Vance both expected to speak at the memorial service for Charlie Kirk. Sunday service will be held at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Kirk's widow, Erica, will also give remarks, along with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, HHS Secretary RFK Jr., and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
House subcommittee examined the rising threat of drones in our American society. Kevin Yarensky has more on News Radio 92.3.
Arizona Republican Andy Biggs said those drone threats need urgent attention, as criminals use drones more and more for
smuggling drugs and weapons across the U.S.-Mexican border, surveilling law enforcement, and in some cases experimenting with weaponization.
Drone expert Brett Fetterson testified the drone environment has changed significantly.
It has quickly gone from a distant concern to clear and present danger to our national security.
He provided a disturbing example.
A drone with a small payload could cause widespread disruption and economic turmoil by damaging power stations, water treatment plants, communication towers, or data centers.
And says there needs to be a national framework for counter-drone operations. Kevin Yurecki, Fox News.
Okay, thanks a lot for having us on today. You're listening to News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. President Trump and First Lady Melania attending a state dinner banquet at Windsor Castle during a trip to the United Kingdom. Before they ate, the president spoke alongside His Majesty the King, Charles III, expressing gratitude for invitation to this unique trip, making him the first sitting president to do it twice.
It's a singular privilege to be the first American president welcomed here. And if you think about it, it's a lot of presidents, and this was the second state visit.
And the First Lady and President also met with Prince William and Princess Catherine of Wales. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the Fed is lowering rates by a quarter percentage point despite concerns about inflation and unemployment.
While the unemployment rate remains low, it has edged up. Job gains have slowed.
And it's the first cut of interest rates this year. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. Everyone is freaking out over Tom Brady being a minority owner of the Raiders and a lead color commentator at Fox, except me. Brady's only allowed in production meetings with teams that they are conducted virtually or away from the team's facility. Also, the teams control what information they give to broadcasters, so if you're that concerned about what Brady could do with that info, then you simply don't give him anything and just have your team pick the greatest quarterback of all time's brain in these meetings. Overall, this story is one big fat overreaction. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $32.99, plus 2 times points at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Limit supply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less, and if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
What does New South Proud mean? It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS. Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. A little break in what we've been doing the last couple of days. We actually took time for a Days of Our Milton episode if you've been craving one. What should we make of people using apps in order to do confession and get spiritual advice? The future of Baptist Hospital, as some decisions have been made. We talked with the mayor about that and the pallet shelters. And Publishers Clearinghouse is going bankrupt and not paying its lifetime winners. You can catch all these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap the app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Blue,
had to wait for so long.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, a three-day Civic Leaders Summit will be held at the Sanger Theater in downtown Pensacola next week from Tuesday to Thursday. That's September 23rd to September 25th. Hosted by Pensacola's Center for Civic Engagement, the event will feature presentations from national experts as well as breakout sessions designed to facilitate connection among attendees who encounter similar challenges.
Number two.
Okay, Pensacola State College President Ed Meadows has recommended the Board of Trustees end WSRE-TV's affiliation with PBS and decertify the WSRE Foundation. This matter is scheduled to be discussed at the Foundation Board meeting. That will happen tomorrow afternoon, 5:15, at the station on the PSC campus. WSRE-TV, by the way, is set to conclude its status as a PBS station after June 30th, 2026.
Number three.
And Escambia voters will decide next year whether the school superintendent should be elected. After Tuesday's commissioners' meeting, it's still unclear if this decision will take place during the primary or general election. The commissioners voted 3-2 to request an opinion from the Florida Attorney General about whether they can put the referendum on the general ballot, even though the school board chose the primary.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves plans to move forward with demolishing the old Baptist Hospital site. Escambia commissioners on Tuesday agreed to contribute $510,000, provided the city transfer one building to the county and another to Community Health Northwest Florida. If the deal closes by month's end, demolition bids can begin really soon, they say. City leaders say community listening sessions will happen before any development plans are drawn up.
And Jafari J. Williams, a 48-year-old man from Escambia County, has been sentenced to 15 years in federal prison for his role in an interstate drug trafficking operation involving cocaine and methamphetamine. Through a federal wiretap investigation, Williams was linked to shipments of cocaine from Texas. A search warrant led to the seizure of cocaine, meth, drug paraphernalia of other kinds, along with an AR-15-style rifle and about $10,000 in cash.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
All right, a week and a half to play in the baseball regular season. What a ride out west in the American League. As of this moment, the Mariners lead the Astros by a half game. And a big reason why, the big dumper.
Blasted, center field, and oh, it disappears! He has homered on back-to-back pitches seen tonight. It may never stop the year of Cal Raleigh.
All right, not one, but two homers for Cal Raleigh last night. Root Sports on the call, numbers 55 and 56. The first homer passed Mickey Mantle for most home runs by a switch hitter in a season. The second tied him with Ken Griffey Jr. for most homers in a season in Mariners history. And by the way, Seattle's won 10 straight. Meanwhile, Houston has a problem. Yordan Alvarez has a pretty significant left ankle sprain. He's out of the lineup indefinitely. Interesting times out west in the National League as well. Dodgers lead the Padres by two. Shohei last night, his 50th home run of the season, five hitless innings, and it comes in a loss. Phillies win 9-6. Padres lost to the Mets in New York 8-3. Thursday night football this week features the Dolphins and Bills from Buffalo. Josh Allen will wear a clear visor on his helmet to help protect his nose. Meanwhile, Vikings placed running back Aaron Jones on IR. He's got a bad hammy. And the Bengals have added not one, but two quarterbacks in the wake of Joe Burrow's turf toe injury. They signed both Sean Clifford and Mike White. WNBA, the Las Vegas Aces saw their 17-game winning streak end. The Seattle Storm got them 86-83. And Dallas Wings guard Paige Beckers was named the Rookie of the Year. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jay Byrne.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And getting you some Florida-based NFL action here for you. A key member of the Buccaneers' defense out for the rest of the season. ESPN reports that Kalijah Kancey suffered a torn pectoral muscle during the team's comeback win over the Texans. The starting defensive tackle racked up 7.5 sacks in 12 games last year. Meanwhile, a veteran player leaving the Jaguars. The team released Darnell Savage yesterday. The safety started 13 games last year but served as a backup in the first 2 weeks this season. Savage signed with Jacksonville just a year ago.
Okay, let me go over some really local fishing sporting news that you need to know about. Var Beach Fishing Pier is going to be temporarily closed to fishing activity on Sunday. They're going to have it closed from 8 to 10. Divers will be cleaning up trash and debris under the pier. After they finish that, the pier will reopen and fishing activities can resume. Don't forget, Florida's 2025 Gulf Red Snapper season will continue 3-day weekends and select holidays. It applies to private boats and state-permitted charters without a federal reef fish permit, and snook season is open for most counties along Florida's Gulf Coast, allowing anglers to fish from the Panhandle to Sarasota Bay through November 30th. So that's some fishing news. And, of course, tomorrow being Thursday, we will have the high school football games going into the week, and we'll update you on those during the show 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3.
And lastly here very quickly, NFL legend Dan Marino says he's been living with liver disease for nearly 20 years. The former Dolphins quarterback turned 64 this week and said he's been living with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease since 2007. Doctors say fatty liver disease can lead to cancer or cirrhosis, but it is reversible if treated.
Here's today's health news.
Well, the Department of Education says a Virginia school district violated Title IX in its handling of a locker room incident. Tanya J. Powers has more on the story.
The violation finding against Loudoun County Public Schools stems from an incident earlier this year when several male students were recorded in a locker room questioning why another student who identifies as male but presents as female was in there with them. The student who was being questioned recorded the interaction. After sexual harassment complaints to the school, two of the teen boys who were recorded were suspended. Title IX is a federal civil rights law that prohibits sex discrimination in any education program that receives federal funding. The Education Department says the school district violated Title IX when it took the female students' claims seriously, but not the male students. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And a new study suggests emotional eaters may not benefit as much from certain weight loss drugs like Ozempic, Wegovy, and Mounjaro. Scientists in Japan studied people with diabetes over their first year and on weight loss drugs. Those who ate in response to tempting food sights and smells had more significant weight loss than individuals who ate in response to negative emotions.
Eric Dane is advocating for an ALS cure in a brand new produced video. Michelle Polino has the report.
Eric Dane is speaking out as his ALS progresses, using his platform to push for a cure after missing the Grey's Anatomy reunion at the 2025 Emmys.
An actor, a father, and now a person living with ALS.
Dane continued and said he was partnering with I Am ALS to push for the fastest path to a cure, and the goal is $1 billion over the next 3 years. He ended by urging supporters to donate. The video showed Dane speaking slowly, with slurred words and visible twitching in his arms, signs of the disease's rapid progression. Dane first revealed his diagnosis in April. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Sad story. 5:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price in, looking at the weather and local traffic together.
Yes, let's see what we got here. Luckily, not much going on. It's typically around this time every afternoon that we see a lot of our backups start to die down. Still have a little bit of backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, and on Gulf Beach Highway, actually, if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. But outside of that, there's not much standing out. As for your weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear over the course of the next several days. Highs ranging anywhere from 90 to 92.
Okay, good. Let me repeat. No, not just good. It's a That's a nice forecast locally. Different story on the national platform. Some parts of the country expected to see rain and storms into the week, for the rest of the week, I should say. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has your Fox weather forecast.
A coastal low off the mid-Atlantic is bringing rounds of showers and thunderstorms, gusty winds, and high surf. Strong to severe thunderstorms are persisting over the central plains the next few days. Tropical rainfall from Mario will bring flood risks for Southern California and the Southwest. Plus, above-average temperatures hang around for much of the U.S. through the rest of the work week. Meanwhile, Bermuda needs to keep an eye out for Tropical Storm Gabrielle. Fox Weather has all the details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, as expected, the Fed slashed those interest rates for the first time this year. Hillary Barsky's back in with the details.
The central bank is lowering its benchmark funds rate by a quarter point to a range of 4 to 4.25% and is forecasting two more rate cuts this year. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
While the unemployment rate remains low, it has edged up. Job gains have slowed and downside risks to employment have risen. At the same time, inflation has risen recently and remains somewhat elevated.
This year, Fed officials led by Chair Powell had kept rates unchanged as they evaluated the impact of tariffs, among other factors, on inflation and the economy. Fed policymakers expect to continue to lower rates next year, signaling that one quarter point rate cut is on the table in 2026. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Mortgage rates last week dropped to the lowest level since October of last year. Applications to refinance a home loan jumped 58% last week compared with the one before. Amazon.com saying today it's investing more than $1 billion to raise pay and help lower healthcare costs for U.S. fulfillment and transportation employees, pushing up the average total compensation to over $30 an hour, including benefits. Shares of Workday were up by 7% today after activist investor Elliott Investment Management announced a $2 billion stake in the company. Workday shares are down roughly 15% year-to-date. Stocks were mixed on Wall Street, with the Dow gaining 260 points, the S&P slid by 6, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped 72. U.S. crude oil futures for October are falling slightly. They're currently under $64 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, a community advisory committee for New York City's Times Square, they rejected a proposal to put a casino in the middle of NYC. Here's Fox's Grinnell Scott.
The casino proposal failed to move forward, getting only 2 of 4 votes needed to take the next step. The push for the Times Square casino is backed by, among others, Roc Nation, run by hip-hop star Jay-Z. Tony Simone represents Midtown Manhattan in the New York State Assembly. He said his no vote came from what constituents told him.
Over 1,000 emails and phone calls saying they did not want this to be the economic driver in our district.
Supporters argued the gaming component would bring new life to Times Square. A separate committee also voted down a casino proposal for the Hudson Yards area on New York City's west side. In New York, Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And more than 20 unions and college faculty organizations in California are suing the Trump administration for financial coercion. The unions and organizations represent workers at every University of California campus. The lawsuit, formerly filed by the American Association of University Professors, challenges the Trump administration's $1.2 billion fine against UCLA. In August, the federal government suspended $584 million in research funding for the university, and it stems from the pro-Palestinian encampments on campus in the spring of 2024.
Amazon is making a hefty investment for its workers. This is interesting. Hillary Barsky has the story.
Amazon will be spending $1 billion to raise wages and lower the cost of health care plans for its fulfillment and transportation employees in the U.S. The move will hike the average total compensation to over $30 an hour, including benefits. The e-commerce giant said that staffers' average pay would increase to more than $23 an hour, with full-time workers expecting to see their pay increase by $1,600 a year on average. In addition, starting next year, Amazon is lowering the cost of its entry health care plan to $5 a week and $5 for co-pays. Amazon has a global workforce of 1.5 million employees and also hires temp workers and independent contractors seasonally. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And President Trump has created an emergency board to investigate New York's Long Island Railroad dispute. That's at the request of union leaders who have rejected a 3-year contract offer by the Metropolitan Transportation Authority. Thousands of workers were planning to walk off the job this Thursday, but White House involvement pushes off a strike at least until mid-January and possibly until mid-May. A strike would impact 250,000 daily riders on the LIRR, which is the busiest commuter rail line in the nation.
The co-founder of Ben & Jerry's resigning after a public feud with its parent company, Unilever. It's all about the war in Gaza. Tanya J. Powers has more.
In an open letter, Jerry Greenfield says he can no longer, in good conscience, remain an employee of the company he founded with Ben Cohen in 1978. He says the company, known for its social activism, has been silenced and sidelined by Unilever for, quote, fear of upsetting those in power. Unilever's ice cream unit says it disagrees with Greenfield's perspective. In 2000, when Ben & Jerry's was sold to Unilever, the deal included a clause allowing the brand to maintain its own independent board of directors who had authority over its social mission but not operations. In 2021, Ben & Jerry's stopped selling its ice cream in the Israeli-occupied West Bank and has described the Gaza conflict as genocide. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather. Hopefully should be very easy going on both fronts, and then we'll get some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you to help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour on this Wednesday afternoon edition of News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately. Like insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage, to companies not doing the job they said they were going to do. Make sure you tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow, as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2. Right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris in Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.555 News Radio 92.3. You know what, Austin? I wish we could bottle this weather that we have out there today and maybe bring it with us to like one of those miserable February days and then unleash it, you know?
Yeah.
It'd be pretty nice. You did a masterful job with this forecast today. And also, traffic's not so bad. Austin Price in on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, it doesn't look like there's much going on the roads. If you're held up wherever you may be, it shouldn't hold you up for much longer. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. As for the weather, 85 degrees right now. It's been sunny, mostly clear for the last several days, and it's going to continue to be that way. Tonight's low is going to be 71. Tomorrow, heading all the way into your weekend, we're going to have highs ranging anywhere from 90 to 92 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, nice announcement today. The Ozzy Osbourne documentary, No Escape From Now, set to be released later this fall. Michelle Polino has more on the story.
Ozzy Osbourne's final chapter is coming to Paramount Plus. Ozzy, No Escape From Now will launch October 7th on the streamer. The feature includes Sharon, Amy, Kelly, and Jack, reflecting on the 2019 fall that forced Ozzy to cancel his 2.5-year farewell tour.
It was in the middle of the night.
Oh, and smack!
He'd broken his fucking neck.
He comes out of surgery and he's far worse.
Having to cancel the tour, that was really his biggest heartbreak.
The film chronicles his surgeries, escalating health struggles, and the impact of his Parkinson's diagnosis, showing how his chronic pain shaped his mental health and his music. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And Aerosmith frontman Steven Tyler reportedly expected to join bandmate Joe Perry on stage tonight at the Hollywood Bowl. Citing a source close to the tour, the Hollywood Reporter says Tyler will be introduced as a special guest and perform three songs with Perry. It comes just 10 days after Tyler and Perry performed Mama, I'm Coming Home at the VMAs during a tribute to Ozzy Osbourne. The Joe Perry Project is opening for The Who in tonight's stop on their The Song Is Over farewell tour.
You know, he has had a lot, Steven Tyler I'm talking about, has had a lot of vocal problems. And I'm surprised he's back up on stage. That caught me really by surprise.
Yeah.
A suspect is in custody linked to stolen unreleased music. We're talking about Beyonce. If you remember, we told you about this a couple of weeks ago, folks. She got her music and stuff stolen from a rental car. Well, looks like things are coming positive for her. Monica DeLuca has the story for us.
Kelvin Evans is accused of breaking into a car rented by Beyonce's dancer and choreographer, allegedly smashing a window and taking two suitcases filled with the pop star's personal sensitive information. The tour members reporting to police, among the stolen items were two Apple laptops and five thumb drives that included unreleased music, along with other digital files related to Beyonce's tour. The Atlanta police spokesman says none of the items have been recovered, but Evans has been arrested. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
And Mount St. Helens may have looked to some like it might be erupting recently, but it turns out it was just leftover ash from the deadly 1980 eruption blowing into the air. The U.S. Geological Survey says this time of year, when snow has melted, strong winds around the volcano in Washington State can blow the exposed ash into the air. Commercial airline pilots saw the phenomenon known as ash resuspension and reported it. Mount St. Helens alert level remains normal, but experts cautioned that anytime there's resuspended ash in the air, it can be a hazard to aviation and health.
I could frame this story as heartbreak for some. Some national contest winners could see their prize money cut off despite being promised a lifetime of payouts.
Yeah, this what you're about to talk about, this is bogus.
This is crazy. Tom Graham explains.
For years, Publishers Clearinghouse ran sweepstakes offering winners hefty checks as Americans were bombarded with advertisements.
Enter the one and only Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes.
Often the prizes included lifetime payouts, but that forever money could come to an end. Publishers Clearinghouse filed for bankruptcy in April. ARB Interactive, a mobile gaming company, has acquired their assets. However, under the terms of the sales agreement, ARB will not honor payouts for those who won their life-changing prizes before July 15th of this year. The decision has left many winners unsure of their financial future. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Oh, what an exciting day today. Tap the News Radio app contest. Two winners today for those FSU tickets to see Kent State Saturday, 2:30 at Doak Campbell. Rudolph Diaz of Pace and Lewis Garvin winning those tickets. We do it tomorrow, again, 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go to the News Radio app, fill out the registration page, submit it. Austin picks the winner at 5:15. Just that easy.
It really is.
Thanks for having us on, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.